from the best-selling Heroes of History series. Emerald Books presents George Washington, True Patriot, by Janet and Jeff Benge, read for you by Tim Gregory. For information about other titles from this outstanding series that brings history to life, please visit ywampublishing.com or call 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. The Enemy. It was July 1775 when George Washington caught his first glimpse of the enemy. He stood, peering through his spyglass, at a battalion of British soldiers. Each soldier was dressed in a bright red coat and buff breeches. In unison, the soldiers swung around in drill formation, their muskets gleaming in the morning sun. Behind them were rows of cannons, lined up with military precision. The harbor was thick with British Navy ships, their decks scrubbed clean, and the Union Jack flying proudly at the top of each vessel's main mast. For a long time, George stood watching, a strange swirl of emotions playing in his head. There was no denying it was a glorious sight. He couldn't help but admire the British troops. Indeed, the British had not always been the enemy. George had been born a British subject, as had everyone born in the 13 American colonies. His older half-brother had fought for the English against the Spanish, and Mount Vernon, George's plantation in Virginia, was named after a British admiral. George himself had once set his heart on being an officer in the British Army. He had been a part of General Braddock's force when the British struggled with the French and Indians for control of the territory beyond.